Just the peppering, and you hit it on the head. What makes her the worst? That
she don't listen to the fucking answers you give.
She doesn't listen to shit.
No, and she's like, it's my hearing. It's not your fucking hearing.
Yeah, you just don't care.
No, when we talk, it's like, what was it, Charlie Brown's parents? The fucking
the
trombone.
Teacher. Yeah. Did his parents sound like that too? You and I didn't grow up on Charlie Brown.
I thought it was like all adults just sounded like the fucking trumpet with the music.
Michael, you're
it.
The tiebreaker here.
What's that?
Charlie Brown's world. Was it the adults that sounded like womp,
I think
womp,
it was
womp,
the adults because it was the parents, the children, or if they.
Yeah, because
like a coach.
Everything was like kid height.
Not the children. Yeah.
So
parents
like when you
teachers.
Saw the adults, you just saw their legs.
Oh.
You just kind of saw the adults from like...
Are you thinking, like Nanny from Muppet Babies? Is that the same shtick?
There were a couple
maybe
like...
Maybe I'm the shit confused, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just see like, you went from the legs up...
And the legs down.
Legs down. There were a couple times you saw underboob from like older, bigger characters.
Really? Just some fat areolas? Hey.
You saw under and side boob a couple times.
I always fucking hated Charlie Brown.
I mean,
that was
one of those goddamn Caucasian things that was never big in our household. Like, I have a bunch of friends that grew up, for lack of a better way of putting it, like 80s white, where they just are like, the Back to the Future trilogy and Star Wars and, yeah, you know, right. Just the fucking touchstones, the Indiana Jones shit. It wasn't really played heavily in our house. It's not like we were completely unfamiliar with it, but our dad was from the old country. He didn't give a fuck about this garbage. Hmm. And Charlie Brown, to me, always fell into that camp of things that, like, I knew existed. Like, we had Snoopy ornaments on our fucking tree and shit like that.
Just didn't resonate with your first generation sort of immigrant kind of, like,
our dad
soul.
Grew up during goddamn Nazi occupation. I don't think he cared to see, like, Indian.
No, I meant you. I meant you and Will. It just didn't.
Yeah, like, we grew up poor. We're recording, right?
Yeah,
okay,
all wrong,
I'm not going to. Enunciate if we're not recording.
Yeah.
No, like we grew up poor as shit, so you'd see stuff like Boy Meets World, where it's like this beautiful white family living in this beautiful house, and they never fight. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
I forgot that. You're like, why aren't there holes punched in the wall?
But then you see shit like Roseanne and Married with Children and The Simpsons, even though it's a fucking cartoon. You're like, oh, I get that.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Yeah. We weren't allowed to watch Married with Children, but like Will's saying, I was like, this I get.
Right.
You go back and watch that. The fucking writing on that show is so goddamn brilliant and brutal.
Just like, that meticulous sitcom writing, like Cheers in the 80s. Like,
is
it wasn't
this Married with
realistic.
Children that you're
yeah.
talking about?
Yeah. And like, was even Golden Girls, like some of the one-liners they have is fucking brutal. Like,
that's Mitch Hurwitz. He's the guy that ended up doing Arrested Development.
Really?
I think he created Golden Girls.
There's
but
one
yeah, it is
line
so
in Married with Children, like Peg walks in, she's like, ow, would you rather have sex with A, your wife, or B? And he just goes, B. So goddamn funny. And like that's the way the writing on the shows was. It's almost like fucking Rodney wrote it or something. It's just like one liner, one liner, one liner. Like
it is. A
yeah.
Bang, bang, bang.
I forgot who the fuck said it. I think he was talking about Golden Girls, but he was like, these were shows, and it might have been Cheers too. He's like, these were shows that were written by people that read a lot, and eventually TV just became written by people that watched a lot of TV. Like the literacy level went to shit. There's nothing poetic about it. There's nothing stage-like.
What is funny that's on now? Is there anything that you think is funny right now?
I'm watching like an unintentionally funny show.
It's called Cops.
Yeah. Yeah. fucking called From.
From?
From.
F-R-O-M.
F-R-O-M. No umlauts. From. And it was from MGM Plus, which I didn't even know was a network. It made its way to Amazon Prime. And the main lead is Augustus from Oz. Yeah,
I forget his name, but not
crippled. He's out of the wheelchair. So he was acting that whole time.
That's some acting.
Yeah. And he's, you know, the older and heavier and shit. But the conceit is... these people get lost Like, they come to a road. They're on a family road trip, and they come to the end of the road, and there's, like, this fucking, like, a log that's falling across it. They push the log out of the way. They get around it. They enter this town, and you can't escape it. Like, you can try to drive out of town.
Oh, I've heard of that. Yeah,
but it becomes just this infinite fucking loop.
And there's, like, two camps or something. It's like you're with this group or that group.
Yeah, and then there's, like, monsters that come out at night and fuck your shit up. And the acting, like... The annoying thing is the world they build is really captivating. Like, weird shit happens and you're like, all right, I want to see what happens next. The acting and writing are such fucking garbage. Like, people adjust in like 10 minutes to being in this world that they can't exit, and monsters will just come out and eviscerate you.
Ooh. I heard the same thing about that too. And I thought the same thing of, like, I mean, that was the third Quiet Place. But the second one, did you ever see that piece of shit?
I don't recall it, but I don't think I hated it either.
But within, like, the first 13 seconds of the movie, they figured out that the animals are, like, you know, attracted to noise and everyone needs to be quiet.
Yeah.
So during the middle of an alien invasion, people are like, shh, figured them out.
Yeah, instead of, it could be called...
Just screaming bloody fucking going, what the fuck is that?
You could have done, like, part four called The First 60 Days. Right. And it would just be people going, fuck!
If the stakes were that high and I just came to you and go, shh, I just figured it out. The animal's going to hear us.
Right? Yeah.
Legit, in the first 5 minutes of the film, they figured out to be quiet.
What would your reaction be like?
Like, how far down the flow chart do you actually have to go before you're like, oh, it's sound? Like, you wouldn't be like, they have good eyes, they can smell us.
Yeah, I would have got the
fucking
smell, right?
Predator, like, heat vision.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, when Dutch just lands in the mud. Fucking...
Yeah, it took him the whole goddamn movie to figure that out.
Yeah, and even then he did it accidentally. He fell in the goddamn Amazon.
No, that's writing.
Yeah. You got act three where they...
I would go even with, like, they're like replica robots built by a sentient computer that... You know.
Anything, yeah. Or like, I got sucked into the internet somehow. Right. Like, I watched too much pornography.
And then finally you're like, oh, wait, nope. They can hear us.
Yeah, this is...
Okay, I do feel like I should have gotten to that a little earlier.
Let's be real. Like, the world is stupid as hell these days. If that actually happened, people would just be on Twitter immediately like, this is a deep fake, you know, while they're getting murdered, posting videos of it. Whatever. I can't even concentrate on that because I have been blasting ass for the past, like, hour because my girlfriend served me this tainted... meal,
like, on purpose.
Yeah.
Serve him.
It sounds like you
clams.
Knew, like, she was doing this and that you
she
had,
didn't, but I love
you, you had to do it.
I love
experimenting with ricin. Right.
I love
every Sunday she gets to cook something up that she just
she yeah. wears her red dress like the mom in The Sixth Sense,
right?
Pouring Drano in a cereal,
right. Munchausen shit. Yeah.
We only play for one meal. You're not going to die.
I do it to build up my tolerance to poisoning in case there's any court intrigue.
Was that in Breaking Bad? He had built up a tolerance to the poison that
Gus Fring did. Yeah, he slowly, like, poisoned himself so that when he chugs poison tequila with the entire cartel,
right,
and then immediately does the most poetic fancy vomiting to get it out of him, like, puts down a little folded towel and, like, takes off his glasses, and then it's just like, yeah. I like to imagine that's how models puke.
They get out, like, a little napkin.
Yeah, they're like, watch me do this real fucking sexy, like a model, just so beautiful. You're like, even while you're emptying out that $200.
It's like a vomit veil. Then they can wear it. They can just kind of rinse it out and wear it over their face.
Just the Muslim thing. Pull it up like the ugly lady in Looney Tunes. Just a smoke show from the eyes up. And the veil pops up. She's got
was a smoke show from the eyes
nose, like
up, man.
Like a porn cock. Yeah. No, man. I made some fucking stir fry. And I was like, oh, do we have those coconut aminos? I don't know. Do you know what those are? Coconut aminos? It's
like fat in a capsule, basically.
No, it tastes like soy sauce. Like, it's like a healthy version of
cocoa
soy sauce.
Aminos?
Coconut. I think coconut it's like some amino? Sort of coconut based broth. I don't know.
Coconut it, amino?
Yeah. Coconut amino. Sounds like a porn star.
I was thinking of like a wrestler.
Coco
it's coconut amino!
He's finishing.
Here he comes!
The brown nipple.
Oh, he's going to bang his coconuts on him.
He's going to TF you into submission.
Here come the nuts!
So this shit looks like soy sauce, but it has actual protein content. Soy sauce is like cannot go bad. Like it would survive a quiet place years in that world. Like you could come across a Chinese restaurant and still chug that shit for the taste of the old life. But
they can sense the MSG.
So I dump all this shit all over my bowl and not hers. And then after a minute, I'm like, hey, where did we have this in the fridge? Like, I didn't see it before. And she's like, why would it be refrigerated? It's like soy sauce. And I'm like,
because it says refrigerate after opening
yeah,
on the bottle.
Yeah, I'm like, because it looks like soy sauce doesn't mean it has the same fucking staying alive principles to it as soy sauce. And she's like, well, it doesn't even say it on the bottle. And I look, and of course it says refrigerate after opening.
It says motor oil.
Yeah, exactly.
Peanut butter might be the only thing besides protein bars, whatever, that like has protein in it. You don't have to refrigerate.
Yeah, so now I'm like filled with rancid liquid protein that's making its way out of me very quickly.
Oh, it was like immediate.
Like within 10 minutes, it's not like I have to like shit my pants, but like I am.
That's
I am
really bad.
You're just like busting ass right in front of her.
Busting ass.
And you're just going like, you did this.
Yeah, exactly.
You did this to yourself.
Well, I'm trying to play it up and be like, what did you fucking do? It's like when our mom.
What did you do to my asshole?
I loved that board game as a kid.
Did you play that with a social worker?
Yeah. He did it in the principal's office with the candlestick. Oh, shit. Our mom, at one point, I remember, was trying to give milk, air quotes, to the cats, and she dumped out soy milk for them, and she's like, they're not drinking it. I'm like, because it's liquid soy. Just because it's got fucking milk in the name. What is your problem? She's like, oh, that explains it. So she's dumping out this day-old dish of soy milk that Buster
and
Roxy.
That's condensed milk.
Do cats even drink, like, real milk?
Yeah, they'll go like fucking cartoon? Ham on okay. it. That's like one of those real famous old photos. A guy is just literally pointing a cow's teat like a rifle. like he's one of the Ghostbusters at the mouth of three cats that are all standing on their hind legs to get soaked in their yapper. Like it's spring break. It's a pina colada gun.
Yeah, that's like some niche porn site.
Yeah. Just giant lactating nipples into open mouths. Fucking, I bet that's something you could see on any Japanese subway at any hour of any day. They're so ahead of us. No, I've been, yeah, just ripping absolute monsters for the last hour plus, and I can't even, like, play the guilty digestion game with her because she was just like, horrible digestive incident last night. Like we
she shit her pants.
No. God, that would have been so much better because she was even wearing like the trunks for it. Like,
I don't know if you don't want that in your car though, do you?
No, but on the streets of Baltimore I'd be fine with it. Oh, like God. She just like shook it down her leg or something.
Dude, one time as a kid I shit on a bulldozer as a joke that was parked outside of my friend's house.
How old were you?
Like 15,
okay,
18.
That's a good joke then. Yeah.
One time was
well, no, I didn't squat low enough, so it got all over my legs and shit. Like my asshole wasn't below my knees. So it really backfired.
Yeah, I mean, there's a real artistry to it.
Yeah, I found that out later. And then, like, I mean, my friend Brian, the goddamn saint, let me, like, get in the backseat of his car doggy style so I could, like, he drove me to mom's. Just, like, ran in and changed my pants.
Fucking face down ass.
I would never let someone get in my car like that. Wait,
so what were you wearing while there's, like, how much log is smeared on your legs?
I mean, a lot. It's like,
wait, how old were you?
I was probably a senior in high school. I mean, they'll still bring this up to this day.
So you had shit smeared all over your leg.
Because I guess when you shit, your asshole has to be knee level or lower. Otherwise,
your
really...
car is just going to swing like a fucking vine. Just like a monkey in the jungle.
Yeah, I guess I just ran in the bathroom and like threw my pants in the tub and tried to like hose them out.
Oh, no, you just throw them away.
Yeah. But, you know, our mom's nosy as shit, so I couldn't. It's like anything you do, she's going to be up your ass.
She'd be like,
where were the underpants you wore on Wednesday?
Your birthday bugle boys that I bought you in fourth grade. Where
Gosh, your mother sounds very similar to my mother.
Oh, God.
Michael, where are those underwears that I bought you from the Bonton?
The Bonton? Or is that pronounced Frederick Bonton?
Or did she come in, like, this was like, I guess, somewhere in my 20s, I had to cut off, like, you know. Michael, I was at Boscov's and I picked you up some underpants. And I'm like, would you stop fucking buying me underwear?
My underwear with crotches now.
I just don't buy it.
I'm freeballing now. Like, the only underwear I have left, my ex from 5 years ago gave me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I love underwear.
Nothing more satisfying when another woman is pulling them off me. Like, ah, fuck you, bitch.
Oh, no, man. I love undies.
I'm pretty sure she bought me this shirt, too.
Oh, wow.
I'm a real piece of shit.
Yeah. We're not going to pull that off you. No, man. So, like, last night, my girl came up with an idea of just like, hey, it's, what is it, Labor Day weekend? She's like, let's just go to Baltimore quickly. And for those of us, you know, we, the three of us, me, Will, Michael, we live right outside D.C., which is just a boring fucking city. There's no, this isn't us just saying it because we don't pull ass in this city and we can't hang in this city. No, we can do whatever in that city. We all do fine. It's just a boring city of boring square type A people.
It's the worst of both worlds. It's high cost of living and not much in return.
Yeah, it's just not fun. And conversely, I go to Baltimore and it's just like when the Technicolor kicks in Wizard of Oz. And I know it's a shitbox. It's Baltimore. Like, I've watched The Wire. Like, I've been there many times.
I've been to Baltimore.
Yeah, we've been there. Like, you'll see some crazy fucking shit.
But it's like a real East Coast city, like Philly or New York or Providence. D.C.'s this weird pygmy between that and southern cities like Richmond and, like, places in Alabama.
And it's just all the worst of all of them.
That's what I'm saying. That's just, like, shit combined with shit.
Like, Kelly and I, for example, we're, like, looking around, and there's just, like, an odd amount of, like, trans people around. Ooh. And we're just like, oh, yeah, like, trans people can, like, who tend to struggle financially. For various reasons. Shit. Like, they can afford to live in Baltimore and do that. And there's just, like, artist types. There's, like, a little, like, some fucking 20-something-year-old goth girl, but, like, goth, like, you know, black, white pancake makeup, looking like a goddamn panda, just
Katie
sitting there.
Filth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Cradle of Filth, and just doing this amazing artwork in her book, like just this photorealistic drawing. And you're just like, people like this can afford to live in this fucking city,
right?
This is what it looks like when a Negro hits a white person with a brick.
Sadly, we didn't see any of that. I would have cheered, but. We just fucking, like, went and we got a place at Inner Harbor, again, kind of touristy, but, like, walkable to various other locales. And we go out for this Italian dinner in Little Italy, and she has a couple drinks, and then we walk to another bar, just another restaurant, Little Italy. We start having a few more. And I was telling Michael this earlier, like, you guys, anyone listening who knows me, like, I'm not a big drinker at all. Like, especially once I started working in radio and it was like, I had weird hours. I wasn't 9 to 5 anymore. Like, I'd be working Friday and Saturday night. I wouldn't be drinking anymore.
And especially we have to drive an hour to get back home.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, fucking, again, another buzzkill. Exactly. And in my mid-30s, I remember getting very, very drunk and driving home from a wedding. Like, so drunk, I had to have the windows down. And like,
well, no, I'm talking about yesterday. Like, how the hell are you going to get back from Baltimore?
Oh, no, no, we were crashing there for the night.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
I mean, I still drove with a few in me. Don't get me wrong. But, like, I was under the limit. But we're going back to the whole digestive thing. And so, first of all, I'm at the bar, and it was just like the guy who owns the place is talking to you. The bartender is sweet as fuck. And I was telling Michael, I was like, if I lived here, I would just walk to this place and I would drink once a week. Like, and because it's chill, I'm actually talking to these people. Like, the fucking, a couple of the regulars were just like explaining how the door works because it was kind of stuck and I was tugging on it. Like, everyone was just nice, making conversation with you, not annoying. Like
a neighborhood.
People. A neighborhood. Watering hole, yes,
right, like right. Applebee's,
yes, exactly, like the TGI Fridays that sadly shut down. And all of a sudden, she's like, "I really don't feel good," and I'm like, "Oh, okay." She's like, "I'm sorry, am I ruining your night?" I was like, "I don't fucking care. Like, I will go back to the hotel room and I'll play my goddamn Nintendo Switch like the ADD 6-year old that."
And then when you fall asleep, I'll get onto the block.
Yeah, I joked about that because the bartender is like this really cute black chick with giant tits. I was like, look, the instant you pass out, I'm going to do my best to come on her jugs, but don't worry, you'll be asleep. She's like, fuck you.
You actually said that?
Yeah, yeah. Nice. I don't care. she's fine with it. And that way, if I ever really do get caught doing that, I'll be
I
like,
told you.
Those weren't jokes, lady. And we get back and she's like, holy shit, like, I am suffering from this thing where, like, my digestive tract is just kind of paralyzed. Like, nothing is leaving my stomach into my small intestine. And she knows this. It's a possible side effect of a condition.
She's a cyborg. Kind of,
yeah.
She's a, say, is she on fucking ayahuasca? Like, how do you know all this?
My pulse has slowed, and I can feel my hair growing.
You were with a shaman that you forgot.
Or is that like just the polite girl way of saying, oh, I'm about to like shit up a storm? Like,
well,
turn
is
on the tub.
I was
turn the TV all the way up.
What are you trying to tell us right now? Well,
I'm not gonna get to plow your A. Yeah,
you said that. He's like, this no anal.
Yeah. Look, I'll settle for foot stuff
maybe 20 minutes from now once it's all cleaned up.
You'll never be emptier.
You don't have to risk your dick looking like it just ran tough mutter when you pull it out.
Look, I'm gonna pet the bear after it's just eaten someone. He doesn't have room for two. This is very safe right now.
Just made me think, like, the guy that first pitched the Tough Mudder. Yeah, you know, people were like, oh, you weren't talking about like an anal sort of sex with me. This is an actual race.
No, I want an actual race. The mud is very tainted. People will get E. coli left and right.
It just ties into, I don't know if we were talking about before we started recording, just people want to give their money away. They if do. It's not Tough Mudder, it's, oh, let's
it's
run
cancer
in black lights and we'll throw glow-in-the-dark paint on you as you run in black lights. And that's a thing. God.
That's called jizzing in a strip club.
Or let's make summer camp for full-grown-ass adults.
Yeah.
With arrested development.
Destruction rooms or whatever the hell, where you put on goggles and just break shit.
Oh, yeah. Or like hatchet throwing or escape rooms. Any of this bullshit.
Yeah.
They have a hatchet place down here.
Of course
they do. For like 5 minutes.
Should just heave them into the goddamn road.
I was literally the fucking people I saw out front. I'll have a hatchet blow out right. Of a goddamn window. But she, I only wish she was shitting her pants. That would have meant the pipes were actually working. But no, she's like, I think I'm going to throw up. And of course, me being me, I'm just like, thank God you paid for dinner. I'd be fucking pissed. And she spent like the next hour just going in and out of the bathroom being like, I think there's more. And I'm just like playing my Switch like an autistic child. Like,
and she was puking every time?
Yeah, yeah. Just getting more and more out because her gut just was not sucking food in.
What did she eat?
I mean, nothing crazy, like a chicken pesto dish or something.
Dude, I felt
salmonella or something.
I have no clue.
Two times I had, I think, chicken. It was all from the same Mexican restaurant, I think. Maybe, no, not this. Not
La Pucas?
No, Chi-Chi's. But I remember the feeling twice that I had where it felt like I had a brick in my stomach. And I'm not somebody that ever vomits. Mm-hmm. And each time I, like, it
yeah, that's what she
like,
was saying. She was like, I am not, nothing is going anywhere.
Right.
And I was like, God, you take that for granted, don't you? Like that there's a sense of this is leaving my stomach
yeah.
20 minutes after.
I know.
Like,
what
kind
of
spidey sense does she have that she can tell like when her digestive tract
dude,
food is?
I
like,
don't know if you...
It's how she was programmed.
Yeah. Yeah,
like I have no
this
comprehension of what the fuck she's talking
every
about.
Every fucking woman I dated, they all have horrific digestive issues. They're all just, like, to me, if I had to guess, it's all just sublimated anxiety because they live in a constant fear of, like, is someone going to brick my cerebellum and then rape me in an alley? Like, that's just being a woman.
Like, I can feel when I got diarrhea, like, knocking at my asshole door, but until then, I don't know what's going on.
At the Three's Company theme song.
Diarrhea knocking at my door. Go and shit your poo-poo.
Yeah, so she's emptying out while I'm just sitting there playing Slay the Spire for the millionth time.
Wow. Did she ever get to a point where she just felt better?
Yeah, yeah. When she emptied out literally every ounce of what she paid for fucking an hour prior.
Yeah, so it's probably food poisoning, I'm guessing.
Maybe, but I ate half of her dish because I'm a slob and I was fine. I don't know what... I mean... I just felt terrible. It's like this weird mix of whatever she's taking to treat her condition plus booze. I don't know. It's some weird confluence. But, yeah, if you told me my stomach wasn't going to suck food down, I would be one sad motherfucker, man.
Oh, is that why she's on that diet?
Yeah, she's trying. She has this thing called SIBO, which is like some sort of bacterial overgrowth in like your gut, which then leads to the production of methane and thus bloating and stuff like that. And so she's taking, I don't know what chiropractic doctor prescribed some pills that she found, but she's taking those in an effort to, like, starve or slash kill this bacteria. But ever since, like, in the past week that she's gone on these things, she's just bitching that much more about how much her fucking stomach sucks. And then if she
was it supposed to be one of these things that it gets worse before it gets better?
I don't know. But she's like, one of these pills is literally an essential oil. And I'm like, you're not even supposed to breathe those things in and you're fucking eating a pill of them? It's like, how goddamn dumb are you, lady? Well,
did she go to like an actual gastroenterologist? Or
functional medicine doctor, yeah. I mean, guy is legit. I mean, he is a chiropractor too, but does have an MD.
Does he go by his first name or his last name?
Yeah.
Dr. Bob?
Yeah. Doc Johnny.
I would maybe get a second opinion.
Yeah. I was like, can you go to, don't take this the wrong way, a real doctor? It's like, can I take you to an urgent care?
Just
no.
Go to someone who performs like bariatric surgery or something. I imagine.
Yeah, just get scoped out. I don't fucking know. I don't know. I just felt bad. Thank God. I had a few in me, so it didn't spoil my mood whatsoever to hear her emptying out. But
so how was the block?
The block?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go to the block. I drove through the block, but, you know, to this day I've never gone to... Michael, by the way, is referring to the red light district of Baltimore, which at this point has shrunk down to a... Or was it always kind of kept as a single block of, like... All the strip clubs and the porn
I think it's
show.
Yeah, it's just one.
And literally next to a precinct building, right? Like, that's the whole...
I think it's on both sides of the street.
Is that where Showcase Cabaret? Or
probably. And they have, like, barkers
where
outside
they
going...
The Wire? at?
Possibly.
Okay, I've been there. I can't remember its name.
I know the Hustler Club's there, but I've never.
They have like barkers, like, "Hey man, come on!" You know, like Cheech and Dust Till Dawn.
Hustler Club, I thought was like kind of on the outskirts of the city because I was there when the Ravens won the Super Bowl.
No, Hustler Club's on the block, I believe.
You
were at Scores, you said.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. My shitty memory. You remember better than me.
Let's get our strip club straight, fellas. Come on.
Yeah.
One of the hottest strippers I ever seen there.
Oh, describe her. I need a chub.
I mean, just like, I can't remember if she had like giant fake tits or not, but young, but just like ridiculously tight body.
Nice.
Like the kind of woman who should be doing that for a living.
Yes.
And yet it doesn't stop a lot of women.
Have you ever been to the, is it Gold Dust Cabaret that's like in the parking lot?
Oh, where Chaps Pit Beef,
yeah, that shares a parking lot with the Pit Beef joint.
No, I've been by it, but
one of these days.
I was with Laura at the time.
Let's do a road trip. Just get some beef Pit Beef. Yeah, and a titty bar.
All right.
Lap dances from black strippers.
Hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Black strippers are just so good. The quality of the dancing, far and away, better than the white girls. Act shocked. Oh, God. But yeah, man, that was my trip to Baltimore. It was a good fucking time. I just love that goddamn city.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm just waiting for the time I come back to, like, my windows are smashed in and my shit's missing or a mug. But until that happens.
No, I drove up to the Orioles game last week and I was by myself.
I wanted to go, but they were done with their home game. Season's almost over.
They have another month.
Oh, well, because they're in the postseason, right?
No, not yet.
Oh, God. God, you're right. That's embarrassing.
End of September.
In October. Yeah.
But they're, like, killing it this year, right?
But they're, since like the All-Star break, they've been like cool, 500. They're like ravaged with injuries right now.
Like the shit people are healing from, or
what happens when you have 800 games in a season of a sport? I mean,
what's that?
Right. So that's what happens when you have over 150 games in a
162
year.
Games, like, yeah.
Trim it down a bit.
I know.
I mean, they're never going to, though. Out of every sport there is, baseball is wedded to its fucking history. Like, you tweak anything, and there's a million autistics coming out of the woodwork. Like, no!
Yeah, it harkens back to a time when there's no fucking TV, when people just go see the local team. That's why it's the only sport to this day you could get a ticket for, like, $20. Try doing that in an NFL game. I mean, maybe in Buffalo, but...
No, probably a Washington game. I think they were selling the Commanders tickets, or I can't remember one year.
Giving that shit away.
It was like $3. People were getting,
because literally the worst sports experience in the entirety of North America.
That guy drove that team. Like, all the changes they're making now.
Yeah,
it just goes to show like what a tacky operation. Like, just a
what an absolute
discount store
cancer that little hobgoblin.
I know.
Snyder was. Yeah.
Do you really think it's going to change a lot without him?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, okay, I'll put it. It could. It has a chance to. I mean, like, why wouldn't it? It's not like the fucking organization itself is cursed.
I was about to say that, Lewis. Yeah. They're a cursed organization.
Just because of the red man?
They had to like redo the plumbing of like FedEx and
That literally burst on people and was raining shit and piss. It's fucking hilarious. I mean, I still, if you want to look it up on Twitter, there's still clips of that circulating where
heard about that. It's fucking
the plumbing
great.
Just burst. I mean, all the fucking things that little Napoleon did to that team. I'm trying to, like, they served. What, like...
Airline nuts?
They sold spoiled airline peanuts that they got from, like, a defunct airline.
And they charged people for them?
Yeah. And people, like, looked at the expiration date, and they're, like, 5 years expired or
something.
What
a piece of shit.
Oh, God. What the fuck else? The bullying he did in-house.
Oh, yeah.
Like, one time, like, some dude is, I don't know,
Wasn't he, like, in the process of getting Me Too'd or something when he kind of checked out?
It's just, I mean, the biggest scandal that, like, kind of still gets swept under the rug. At one point, he took a bunch of Redskins cheerleaders to Saudi Arabia and then like confiscated their passports and basically like, forced them to fuck a bunch of sheiks. Like, I mean, the guy's legit.
I mean, the voice
garbage.
Of the team,
Larry Michaels.
Yeah, he resigned. Like,
because he was trying to plow young strains.
Yeah, he was getting videos sent to him, and I think, but like as soon as that story was about to break, or it was going to be made public that he was going to be named, he resigned.
Just was gone. Yeah.
He was gone before, and then it was like, why did he resign? And then the story came out, and you're like, oh, that's
I am somehow Facebook friends, I guess, from my days at WJFK with Larry Michaels. Birthday yesterday. Happy birthday, Larry.
Happy birthday, Larry Michaels.
August 31st.
Yeah. Who, I mean, he pushed out Frank Herzog, but... I don't know. From what I heard, Frank Herzog was losing a step or two.
Well, Sonny and Frank. It was a very senile team of old fuddy-duddies. It's like when Madden had to push out Summerall, because Summerall was both old and drunk.
What's that?
I said because Summerall was getting both old and very drunk.
Well, the Sam Huff moment was when the players were locked out. And they finally ended the lockout, and the owners let the players back in into work. And the first preseason game, Sam Huff is like, "All right, these players, get them on the field. They've been striking long enough. These guys need to get back to work. You know, feel like what it's to get back to work or something like that." And the they're like,
"Get on that field, get picking."
And the they're like, they were locked out, Sam.
Yeah. No, they were lazy. They could have been working. You know what I'm talking about. They won't let me say it.
But he was, yeah, he retired soon after that.
Yeah. That entire organization has been such a fuck show for 30 years.
Right.
God. Yeah, you guys got anything going on? Anything? I can talk about my beach trip last week. I was at the beach, at Bethany Beach.
No.
I went to the beach. Yeah.
How was it?
It's okay. Very family oriented. Not much happened, but I shared a room with my girl's bestie and her little kid. And the kid got the shit beaten out of her by some waves. Like, just pushed down in the water.
I had that happen to me once, I think, in Atlantic City. I didn't realize that could happen. And I was just like, what the fuck?
Well, she just got, like, knocked down and then, like,
popped. But you feel like you get punched in the fucking face or something.
Like,
that's
she came
bad.
Up and, like, her face was kind of scraped and she was just like, bah! We had to, like, shove some crackers in her mouth and she was just like,
God damn, I completely forgot about that. Yeah, that happened to me, like, I think 2017 or something. A wave knocked me down and, yeah, like, I think it was my shoulder. I got pushed into the sand so hard, I just scrape on my shoulder from the fucking
sand.
Yeah,
no,
like,
she got
that's how powerful
up.
This shit is.
But like, I was, again, the through thread for this entire episode was I was playing my Switch at the time. I was sitting in bed next to my passed out girlfriend, and her besties got her kid with her. And this kid, I'm not shitting you, for like an hour, maybe even longer, but at least an hour from like midnight till one when she finally passes out, she would like go to bed and then like wake up like Vietnam flashback style, like the waves. Her mom had to like talk her down.
Oh, no kidding.
I'm not, like, I thought she was like fucking hamming it up like to get attention from her mom or something, because I'm a cynic. And the next day, like, it came up and her mom was like, no, like, she was like, her eyes never opened, like, she was doing this in her sleep. And I'm talking like every 3-4 minutes. Like, this happened 15-16-20 times over the course of an hour. This kid's just waking up, freaking the shit out, going back to bed.
Did they get back in the water the next day?
We wanted to throw her in because we figured, like, that's how she's not going to have PTSD from this. Right. But then we kind of, like, got a late start to the day. We're like, all right, kid, fuck it. You got a new phobia for life. Have fun.
Or you know, you all ganging up on her and throwing her in the ocean could be, like, a new
isn't how they
triggering event.
That's how they killed people in Alien Nation. I know. If you remember that piece of shit. They were like,
oh, they throw them in the ocean.
Yeah, yeah. The aliens would like burn up when their flesh touched salt water. So if you wanted to like fuck with them mob style, you would just like a couple of your guys would grab them and drag them in the ocean. And they would just, I think in the movie they're like burns them like battery acid.
Nah, I remember that.
It wasn't that fucking James Caan.
James Caan. That's like the first thing that I knew James Caan from. And then like
long way
like,
from Sonny Corleone.
Yeah, and then like as I got older, I was like, hey, Godfather, that's the guy from Alien Nation.
Why does he have hair?
Yeah. It's the guy from Alien Nation.
That guy.
I bet you he got that more than he'd like to admit.
Yeah. Oh,
I was a kid, I knew him from fucking Bulletproof with Adam
Sandler.
Yeah. And
yeah. Oh, Jesus. Is he like
he's the bad guy.
Bad guy.
I used to get him mixed up with Robert Loggia.
Yeah, definitely. They both have that weird, like, I guarantee you they have a
Loggia was older, I think. Yeah,
because he was old in Scarface. Sonny,
yeah, but Caan was old by that point, too, I bet.
Yeah, Scarface is 83. Godfather was, what, 78?
No, 72, I think.
Oh, Jesus.
Godfather 1, 72, and I think Part 2, 74.
That's why as a kid it fucked me up, because it's like, it looks old already when you watch it as a kid in like the 90s.
Yeah,
but
it's
set
the
in the 40s.
Animal
so it
House
throws you
is
off.
Like in what 79 or something, but it's about
the 60s.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, same thing. It's like yeah, you lose like all concept of time because
like,
oh, it's just
you're like
old.
I already didn't live during this era. I'm fucking lost.
Some nice tits in Animal House though. So every chick who whips them out,
good pairs.
Yeah, the chick in the car, the chick he spies on in the window.
Yeah.
Who else is there?
The jailbait girl. Do you see hers?
Jailbait.
It's like
the, oh, the one the nerd
you
rapes
mean the
or whatever.
Child?
Yeah, the child. She's not a real child, Michael.
No. Oh wait, yeah, you do.
I think you do see her.
Yeah, because he takes her bra off and she has the toilet paper stuffed in her.
Yeah, yeah.
And even the fucking dean's wife ain't bad. I forget if you see her tits or not. She's just
no,
wearing lingerie.
You see her in like some lingerie. Yeah. And
I'm
it's
sure
kinda like,
I still scrapped a few loads as a kid to that
one. It's holding in a lot of meat. You know?
Did you say you scrapped a few loads?
He's salvaged.
Scrapping it, Juan. Just like, get it out.
Real lunch pail kind of masturbator.
Right, yeah. Get to work, Will.
And who didn't beat it to Donald Sutherland's ass? Whoop. Do you see that chick's tits? Katie?
No, okay. I don't think Karen Allen.
You just see Sutherland's ass cheeks.
Yeah, you just see his fucking little ass peek out of that sweater.
Even that's goddamn hilarious.
I know. That he image will never leave any of our fucking minds. It's just gratuitous
sweater
dude
just
ass.
Pulls up. Fuck.
Oh, man. Well, oh, shit. I guess we called an Eve. It's a vacation night.
Yes.
Yeah, we did a solid. What are we at? 42 minutes. My God.
Oh, wow.
How lazy.
Yeah. Well, guys, next Sunday as well?
I think so. I think that
fine
works.
With me.
That starts football season, so.
Oh, yeah.
I just wonder if that shit has started yet.
Thursday night. Thursday night season is Ravens at Chiefs.
Okay.
And then,
God, I hope they fucking mop the floor with the fucking Chiefs.
Oh, yeah.
Those assholes.
Yeah, I can't wait for the wheels to come off that. And I love Andy Reid. I still haven't soured on Andy Reid. I don't know why. He's a fucking Eagles coach back when we should have fucking hated him. But, you know, like as we were saying earlier in this episode, Washington has been such a joke for so long that I never thought we were giving the Eagles a run for their money when they had, God, who was it, McNabb?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're ruling the aughts, basically, in the NFC East. So, I don't know. I never hated Andy. I never thought he was cock-blocking us from anything. I was like, well, we fucking suck. Someone's going to have to win this division.
Right.
And he always seemed kind of like put upon because his own fan base shat all over him. They ran him out of town, and now the guy's got, what, 3 fucking rings with the Chiefs or something like that?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
So, they have 3 with Mahomes?
I believe so.
Who the But that's all of them in the team history, or they have more?
No, they also got Super Bowl 4.
Oh.
With they had a really famous...
Like leather helmets?
No, I don't think it was quite that old. Like, that was like AFL, NFL days. Is it Hank Stram?
What, the old Chiefs coach?
Yeah, yeah. He was like a pretty famous AFL figure. Yeah, I think it was under him. They got the first one, and then it was like, yeah, 57 fucking years. And then they've racked up 3 in the last 5, I think, or some shit.
Something like that.
Yeah, the Rams got one, and then they lost to the Bucks. So it was like, yeah, the Rams and Bucks are the two interruptions over the last 5, I believe.
But they were in those Super Bowls, too?
No, the Bengals are the only non-Chiefs
and AFC Patriots team. Oh, wait, no. Patriots played the Rams. Didn't they?
That was before Mahomes.
Oh, that was Rams who?
No, that was Rams-Pats. And that was the Rams when they had the guy that's in
Jared
Detroit
Goff.
Now. Yeah, Goff. Yeah, shit. I could talk football all fucking day.
Yeah, I've had both my fantasy drafts last couple days.
I dodged them. I never do fantasy. I can't. I can't bring myself.
Do you put money on it?
One league, it's $100.
Just like per person?
Mm-hmm.
Just what's the total pot?
The take, if you win, is $600. If you come in second, it might now be like $650. I can't remember. $350, and then if you finish third, you get your money back. And then if you finish seventh,
you have to suck the winner's cock.
You get $50. They did that before I ever joined the league to incentivize people from not just totally bailing on their season.
a little something, something. Well, shit, guys. Yeah, we'll do next weekend. I guess it'll be right in the middle of the Sunday night game. Maybe we won't do that. I don't know. Well, depends how good the game is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
we can do like
Ravens
a Peyton
Chiefs
cast.
No. That's Thursday night.
Oh.
Yeah. They treat it. It's with the NBC team that does the Sunday night broadcast. They do the Thursday night too, and then it for only that. What's that, Michael? What did you say? You said something dramatic.
I said we could do the Peyton Manning cast. We could watch the game and do the podcast.
I'm fine with it. Let's fuck around. Have some fun.
I don't care.
All right, guys. Till the next one.
All right. Bye.
Yeah.